I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. At least 90 people have died in rocket fire between Israelis and Palestinians into and out from the Gaza Strip. The unrest began with evictions of Palestinians from their homes in Jerusalem. Over the weekend, Israeli police stormed one of Islam's holiest sites. Jack Serra, president of Bethlehem Bible College, says the violence has spread out to communities all over Palestinian territory. Radical groups have been burning businesses and even lynching people. Please pray for a lasting end to the violence and that the love of Palestinian Christians will point a way forward.
Pray for protection for Christians. Christians are not in isolated places. They live in the midst of Palestinians and, they're Arabs, which means they're a target as well by the Israelis who are, radical or want to target Arabs.
Meanwhile, in neighboring Lebanon,
with Israel's situation, the Hezbollah militia is just having everyone now on high alert.
Nuna with Triumph and Mercy Lebanon says the tension adds to despair created by ongoing political, economic, and financial crises.
Wherever you look, it's just difficult.
Last week, Lebanon's caretaker government warned of increasing power outages starting Monday. There's not enough money in federal reserves to keep the lights on. The good news is Lebanon's financial crisis means every gift to gospel work goes 9 times as far.
The country is living out of these donations that are coming through NGOs. The only sector that's working is the humanitarian sector.
Look for this story at missionnews.org to send help and hope in the name of Jesus.
Pray that in the midst of this crisis, people will look up to where their salvation comes from.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org for ways to help. I'm Todd Morris.